Well, he said, at that time, that there was no such set pattern to celebrate his birthday, because Baba never encouraged us to celebrate his birthday in the beginning. Because what's there to be celebrated? We sometimes even forgot to celebrate his birthday because we were on tours at the time. But there was a celebration all over the country. They used to celebrate his birthday. And in the beginning, what happened was that nobody knew what was the date, which date was that of his birthday. Because there was a lot of mix-up between his Zoroastrian calendar birthday and the English calendar and all sorts of things. Our Zoroastrian calendars are, well, reckoned because of the different phases of the moon, and it's a lunar calendar. And there's no fixed date. But we have got each day is named after the angels or the archangels and so forth. So he was born on which day?
Tir Road.
It's known as the, on the day of Tir. And the month of May, Meher.
Yeah.
Is it right? But it is always uncertain on which day, according to English calendar, that particular day comes. So the birthday was uncertain. But people, Zoroastrians would follow that birthday, or some women folk, you know, will see the calendar and say, oh, the birthday will fall on 22nd or 18th of February, something like that, according to the lunar phases and lunar calendar. And the rest of them did not know what to do. When is this birthday? So they will ask many. People had to write letters and back and forth, correspondence would be there, and a lot of confusion was there. Nobody knew as to when they should celebrate his birthday, or which day. So in order to avoid this confusion and all that, Baba told them eventually to follow the English calendar, that he was born on 25th of February at 5 a.m. He gave the time also. So that's my birthday. And the time of birth, delivery. Since then, people all over the world have observed his birthday on 25th February, and they know that the time is 5 a.m. in the morning. So it's fine, it's universal. But in spite of it all, these Zoroastrian women,
for the cause of
all confusion and chaos, they continue to celebrate according to the lunar month. And that's why you see sometimes when the people who have not heard of 25th of February and they say, oh, today is Baba's birthday. Is it so? So yeah, today is his birthday. And then again another confusion begins. And so forth and so on. So we have been imploring the women, please stick to 25th. They didn't want to. They never listen to men. Maybe it's good that they do that, at least for us, the monkey, because we have two special breakfasts, you see. And so it's a happy thing for us. But then when we have to go into correspondence, then it's irritating. So in short, what has happened is that Baba's birthday is always celebrated on 25th February at 5 a.m. And then he had fixed the day and the time. What had happened was that for the first time there was great enthusiasm amongst the workers, the helpers who are here, the gardeners and the farm laborers and all these people, and they wanted to observe his birthday on a good scale, decently, befitting their lord and so forth and so forth. So they, for the first birthday that we had celebrated here, we remember, that they have decorated the hall, this Mandi hall was decorated. Well, there were no verandas over here, all this was not there. So then what they did was that they created these little festoons, you know, the strings and flags and all that, so that all over the compound over here. And it was a happy feeling. Since then, it has been a routine that the birthday decorations are managed and controlled by the laborers, the farmers, and the helpers who help us here. And we are the ones who enjoy. whatever they do here. So it is their privilege. We supervise, we sometimes help them in advising them, or help them in having the transport and all that. Now, what is to be done on 25th of February? What should we do? How do we celebrate? There's no such thing as celebration, but it's a day of great joy. And another thing is that we say that, well, that's the birthday of Lord Baba. Birthday of Lord Baba. Who's Lord Baba? The one who is never born, he never dies. He's the eternal one. And how do you celebrate his birthday? The one who is never born. Is the birthless one, is the deathless one. But his compassion comes in the picture. And because he is infinitely compassionate, he descends into the realm of illusion where we relate ourselves with forms and figures, and therefore we see a baby being delivered at certain intervals, which Baba has revealed to us is approximately from 700 to 1400 years, time and again, he's been delivered as a male human child whenever the circumstances and the era demand. So we find him in his male human form, and thus the time and date are fixed. So this time, in this advent, as Avatar Mir Baba was born on 25th February, according to the register that is kept in the hospital there, 5 a.m. in the time. So how do we celebrate? So he gave the guidelines of what you have to do is to just assemble yourself in the hall. We do it this way every year. And before 5 a.m. we are here ready. All that we do is to have a good dress and all that, decent clothing. At least they are fresh from being laundered and all that. Have a bath, put on them and assemble them. In the meantime, the hall is decorated and everything is fine. And there is little incense burning, but the spirits of our feelings is superb to our feelings because it's early morning hour. And of course, the bath also gives us a freshness. It's okay. So we are standing here waiting for the clock to chime 5. As soon as we hear the chime, he had told us that all that you have to do is to hail. And he said that he has set a guideline for those who live with him. Shout out in unison for 7 times, Avatar Mer Baba Ki Jai. So for 7 times we do that. Having heard us start this, the women there on that side also hear the loud shout. So we also, our echoes reach there and their echoes reach us. It's a nice way of remembering the one who is birthless and deathless. In spite of it, we are happy in celebrating that day, and the whole day is a great day of joy for us all. Then what happens is that is the day when outwardly it is all that. Then what happens is that we come close together. After that we bow down to his seat and remember him, or just greet him when he was present here. Then we greet him, happy birthday Baba, and Baba will smile in silence and all that, and each one will be given an embrace and so forth. Now what we do is that his physical presence is not with us, so we pay our respects to the seat where he sat and recall the figure of his being with us, and then we greet each other and greet each other saying happy Baba birthday, and greet Baba in each one of them. And that's how the day begins. So we embrace each other and say happy Baba birthday, happy birthday. We greet Baba in each one. That's superficial. Outwardly it appears like that to a stranger who comes, you see this. But within each heart there is a fresh resolve. All that has passed is past. The it's all done in the ocean of the ground. And we begin our life afresh, and we make a fresh resolution to please our Lord in the best way. Why? Because when we hail Him for 7 times, we say, Avtaar Mahar Baba Ki Jai, means victory to Avtaar Mahar Baba. And how best we can make Him the victorious one is each one's own resolve. So what one has to do is to make a resolve that He helps us to remain vanquished so that victory be His. Otherwise, what happens is that each time our assertions are there and we want to assert ourselves and remain above others. So that's an opportunity that He gives us on that day to make a fresh resolve that we be vanquished and that alone is victory. So He alone is the victorious and we are vanquished. So we implore Him that He may help us by His blessings, His grace, that we may lose ourselves and He alone emerges victorious for us. So it is the defeat of the lower self and the glory of the true self within us. That's how it is. Now this is this side of the picture. What had happened was that when He first guided us that we should, if we want to celebrate His birthday, it should be celebrated on 25th February, then He had also added one of His wishes. Apart from hailing Him 7 times and all that, He said that He guided us that you all should celebrate my birthday, if you wish to celebrate, at your places. So remain wherever you are and celebrate my birthday if you wish to. So in India, in this country, what we find is that they celebrate His birthday and they don't come over here. They celebrate at their respective places. They have their own centers. There are many centers, hundreds of centers in this country where Baba lovers gather together at the center and celebrate their birthday, His birthday. Now what happens is that each family would want to celebrate in his own house or her own house. Oh, so that's what they do at that time also. But it is better that they leave their homes and come and congregate at one place. And that is the center called Avtaar Mahar Baba Center, so and so place, like Pune, Avtaar Mahar Baba Center Bombay, Avtaar Mahar Baba Center Madras, Avtaar Mahar Baba Center Calcutta, Avtaar Mahar Baba Center Bilaspur, Bhopal, and in Andhra, Vijayawada, Kakinada, Tadapalli, all the places you see big cities and towns and villages also now, you find centers. So people, Baba lovers from that area gather together at one place and well, there's a loud chorus of hailing the victorious one. So instead of being at their homes, now they are celebrating His birthday in their area, at that place, at the center. And there is a little breakfast, tea and sweets are being distributed. The happy part of the celebration is, for me of course, is a special breakfast. And we love that. And of course I'm sure all love that. Because we are after all human beings, and we are people who get nourishment from the grossness of the gross world, and that's how it is. So that is how we celebrate our birthday. Now what had happened, little sidelines are there. So nature of mind and heart is such that it's never satisfied. Mind wants to have something better and still better. And heart's devotion wants to, well, express itself. So what they thought was, just celebrating the birthday on 25th February doesn't make them feel satisfied. This is that they have not expressed themselves enough. So somebody gets a good idea. Why not celebrate His birthday sometimes, say 7 days in advance, and let it culminate on 25th of February. So that's how they started celebrating his birthday 7 days in advance. And wonderful. And each day of the celebration, one gives an opportunity to a family who can afford to have a proper celebration. And say on 20th of February, somebody has, who can afford. He decorates his place, he has a big place, a compound and all that. He collects all the people, he invites the citizens and he invites his friends and family and all that. Apart from Baba lovers, they all gather there too. And it's a big affair, you see, on that day. Likewise, for 7 days, a big affair of each town, each city and each place, and village and everywhere. So that was fine. Then, again, the mind and the heart, of course, was not satisfied and said, well, this is not enough, you see. So what we should do is that we should celebrate a number of days in advance, each day. Now suppose now it's the 60th birthday, so why can't we start celebrating 60 days in advance and culminate on 60th? That is a good idea, it will have a good fun. Because in the meantime what had happened, families had increased, Baba Lava families, they wanted to celebrate, each one wanted to have his opportunity to celebrate once a year. So that afforded the opportunity. So that's how it came into work, that they start celebrating his birthday so many days in advance, according to the number of years that they are celebrating. So that's how it is. And I still remember the 60th birthday that was celebrated in Andhra. It was at Tatakalipura. It was a whole day of real joy. It was on 25th. But prior to that, they were celebrating. And it all culminated on 25th of February in that town. And Baba was himself there. It was fun. And we had a great day that day. This reminds me that Baba passed away on 31st January. And soon after that, naturally, after we returned from Mehrabad, after the interment, Mani had to send out the final family letter. She thought that was a duty. You know, family letters were being circulated. So she had to wind up the whole family letter business. So she had to send her last family letter, giving the whole history of what happened in our life. In that, naturally, she had to include the birthday message on 25th February, and Baba had passed away on 31st January. And the message appeared to him. And quite a lot of people, when they started coming to us, they inquired as to how come that these messages, we read Baba's message after 31st of January, but you have made up that message for him, or what is it? Is it Baba's message, or is it the message from the Mandali on his birthday? No, it's Baba's message. But how did he give the message? He was not there to give the message on that day. So that is how he gave, because at that time, before he passed away, his birthday had started. They were celebrating his birthday. And while he passed away, there was a birthday somewhere in the country. So naturally they had asked for the message, and he had given them this message, which has become now a message for all world. So that's how it appeared, and that satisfied their curiosity. Now this birthday has taken a bigger shape, a greater shape. Westerners have come here in our midst, you see. They would want to celebrate the birthday, give delight to their Lord, entertain their Lord. And our life with Baba was, we remember, his trait was that he needed entertainment, because he entertains us when we are with him, and he in return needs to be entertained. Now it's our duty to entertain him. They have good thoughts, good words and good deeds. That's the entertainment that he gets from us. Besides that, naturally we, being puny creatures, we think of entertaining him in our own skits and little things, weaving in our skits his messages and his words and all that. So that day we saw, you know, you and Jean were here. He's a magician, but he brings in his magic show words like the divine hand and Baba's hand, the avatar's hand, and also anything, any act, Baba's words and messages are woven in. So these are the things. The other day we had for Baba's birthday here a skit called the Divine Circus, or the greatest show on earth. It's many messages were there. If you pay, let's pay heed, they were quoting certain lines from what Baba had said. It reminds us of that. So birthday occasion is to remind us of the birthless one. More forcefully. And it's an opportunity for us to make a fresh resolve to live for the divine life. That's the birthday that we celebrate. What happens then here, after we greet each other on that day, we then make room for the women to come and greet Baba over here. So, but how do we do that? Because then, while they are coming here in a procession, we go and greet Baba in his room there. So we visit his room, and the women visit us here in the Mandihara. So that's how it is. After that we have breakfast and then we set out in Guwahati. We sent the Ramadhanga center there. We pay our respect and homage to Baba there. He had opened the center there. In the meantime, the program is culminated over there. The morning program is culminated. And there's another cup of tea and another little sweet dish here, which we use. Most of us relish. And then after that we go to Mehrabad. There is another little entertainment waiting after paying our homage to Baba there and she said the thing. In short, the day is passed, remembering him as much forcefully as possible, as many times as possible. That's how we pass the birthday. At the end of the day, all those who want to celebrate his birthday feel exhausted. That's but natural. And the exhaustion is in direct proportion to their efforts to please him. So those who are not exhausted, remember what you all are, not strive to please him more. You were exhausted?
No, it's
chapter of the Buddha. Oh, then it's all right. And that's the only day when people who cannot sleep throughout the year can go to sleep that night. Without any recourse to meditation or
wonder.
Huh?
And we went to see that wonder.
You did go.
From morning to
evening. In Bombay. Illu was there or not?
Yes, he was there.
What do you want to do in India? Nothing. It's too cold a place. We are always here.
Always, yes.
She's a very intelligent woman.
She is.
She is, eh? Who's older? You are older.
I'm 10 years younger.
Now come on, accept the fact that you're older than me.
I'm 5 years older than
you. So that's about the birthdays. Oh, another comic thing that happened, one of the incidents that did occur during Baba's lifetime. On his birthday. So while Baba was here, this is when Baba is not here, this routine is being followed. But when Baba is here, we need not go to Baba's room and go there. The women didn't come over here because they had Baba. And it's lucky we can have Baba the omnipresent at all places at one and the same time. So Baba was here with us and Baba was there with them and so forth. So when Baba would be here, so naturally, he'd come and be embraced and all, and you are seated here. And birthday is the busiest day because people send cables of greetings to Baba and all that. And Baba, in his kindness and his mercy and his love, compassion and all that, he'd want to send responses. So he would keep us busy. We would slog from morning to evening. We have slav already for many, many days in advance, but still on the last day there are many tables coming in. So it has been a regular thing for the Post and Telegraph Department. Says, my God, the mail that comes, you see, even surpasses the mail of the government here. So the huge bags will be carried at the time by these people. And cables will be coming. So it would be a busy day for us all. Baba was seated one day on his birthday attended these cables that were being read out to him and his responses and all that. All of a sudden, a couple of people from south of India came and they were very happy to be here where Baba was. Uninvited, without any notice or intimation, they came. And we saw them, some people were there, we saw, well, what do you want? Why are you all here? He said, you have come here to Baba. He said, then you are brought to Baba. And they are very pleased to see Baba. Baba inquired as to what brought them here. He says, Baba, today is your birthday. He says, yep, yeah, it's my birthday, I am very happy to see you. But why aren't you at your places? He says, yes, Baba. At our place, birthdays are being celebrated with great pomp and all that. And it's a great festivity. And we thought that if this festive occasion is observed with such pomp and show and entertainment, how much more so it would be where you are. So we decided to come here. You better go back soon, because I'm not here now. I'm with you all day. You go back and attend to the birthday celebration there. So that's how it was. So they felt themselves as if, what has happened? There's no celebration around here. I said, how can there be anything? It's being done there. I'm there. Go there. So that's how they came with the expectations to find probably something great over here, greater than the great that is being done there. But they felt disappointed because there was nothing here. Except Baba was here, and we were here attending to all these sort of things. So that was a little fun, you see. And Baba chuckled later on and said, that fellow comes here to find something great being done there. What we've done here is being done there by my lovers. So the expression of love was there. So likewise, in many cities and towns and villages, people are being celebrating. We have got these invitation cards and pamphlets and programs. And we respond to them even now, and they ask for messages of Baba, and what could we do? But we repeat the same old messages. We say, whatever comes to our heart and mind at that time, we send that out. So, good thing. But the most important thing is how each one, within oneself, resolves one's life. Pattern of life for the year to be dedicated to him. That's all.
When you were in New York, did you celebrate anything
about the birthday? Not even mention that? Why about New Life? Nothing. While we were on mass tours and all, we would forget that this is the birthday of ours. Nothing is that. His birthday, it could be celebrated every day. It's an opportunity to give birth to him in our hearts. So every action, every our life should be such that there's no such particular thing, but we feel it that way, that well, this is the day when we will deliver it, and this is a special occasion and all that. A life of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Keeping him as our constant companion is the real birthday for him. Allowing the birth of Christ within us. As he has put to us, you see, that we should live his message. Our life should be such that it becomes his message. That's all. That is celebrating. That's all. What else can we do? Is there anything left out?
No, it's good also for the children, I was just thinking, because they really like to do that sort of thing. And the story of Jesus, for instance, is a really attractive
The reminders, these are the reminders to remember him. Anything, you see, entertainments that we have, singing, or hailing him, or assembling here and sitting quietly, anything and everything that helps us to remember is the best.
Mm-hmm. So, Bobby said that he started 89 days before.
Did you all have peace? Yeah. Did you all put on any pounds of pain?
No.
Today we started weighing ourselves, you know. But we weighed ourselves trying to find out how many kilos we have put on.
Every Saturday from the 89th birthday we still have functions in different places.
But
in Bombay.
Sweets or?
Except for Saturday.
Here, you know, sometimes what happens, we receive complaints afterwards that, well, so-and-so neglected RCC and we would like to celebrate his birthday and, well, they just shoved our request aside. So, the aftermath of birthday celebrations would be felt by RCC because the complaints would come and the letters, then we had to write letters pacifying this party and then exhorting the other party and, well, next time do this and do that and this. So adjustments have to be made. So it's good now they are celebrating in advance so that each family can have his own. Sometimes what happens, there are more families than the days. So what they do is morning program is at one family, the afternoon program is at the evening program in another part. That's how they feel happy about it. Each one wants to put the best of the show to entertain the Lord. I don't know this game of heart. I can't play this game of heart.
You can't?
That's not a nice game. It's a painful game. It gives more pain than joy. Does it give joy to you? Yeah, it's a mixed thing. As Baba puts it, as it's a blissful agony.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You're tired of the game now?
No. I'm just confused that I'm done. One thing I would like you all to know, what really, it is good for you all that you all remember us and all that, and remember the Lord. These are the little reminders to remember and all that. But hope that serves the purpose. But then what happens is, you know, they send us Baba birthday greeting cards or Christmas cards and all that. They cost money, isn't it? It's a reminder that you remember us, and then we have to send reply, if we send, which we don't, of course. But then that's the word, that's how it is. We used to in the beginning, but now it's impossible to cope up with these things. So we have two boxes now, New Year and birthday. So all that happens, is it New Year? Put in the box. We read it in the box. Is it birthday? Put in the box. That's how it is. And each time after the year ends, then what we do is, find them and put them in the storeroom. So I say, instead of spending money in birthday greeting cards or Christmas cards and all that, why do that? Unless it's definitely doing that, you remember the Lord. That is best. But if you remember us, it's no good. So I'm just drawing your attention that if it serves the purpose to remind you of the Lord, it is the best. Because any little thing that will remind us of him is best. But if it reminds you of us, it's no use spending your money on that. That's what I say. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is a waste of money, waste of postage, waste of this and all that. Yeah. We know that you all love us. We know. We are happy about it. And you all know that we love you all, because who cannot love the lovers of the Lord? It's ridiculous to think any other way, in any other way. We all know that. It's a common factor. So what's there to oppose with that? But if it serves to remind you of the Lord, do so. If not, resist.
Well, Nanny wouldn't like what I said. Because she'd love to have all sorts of fads, you know. I said, why do you deprive us of all that? She goes through all that. I said, then who's going to collect them and who's going to file them? It's all labor here. Why calling for all this? But she loves to have, you know, there are many cards. Each year, new fashions are in cards. Today is your 7th anniversary. See how that thing is, and we all enjoyed that. Yeah, it's good. That way it is good. You know, today is the 7th wedding anniversary of Rick and Cheryl.
No.
What else? Hello? What else? What is your name?
Kamal.
Did they call you Kamal then?
Yes, sir. I'm Delhi. I'm from India.
In Delhi also you are from India?
Kamal. 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 What's in a name anyway?
Sure. What's in a name? But then, on the names only there are words, which you say it's fine. Why? Some say Allah is great and some say no. Jesus Christ was the one who was with us. He is our God. And who said no? Ours is Allah and Muhammad was the prophet and us and Zoroaster is there. What's in the name you say, but on the name crusades have been found. But that name is quite different. In our name is not different. Who cares for us, you know? But remember one thing also, that if we hold on to Him, to Him who is the Eternal, He, our hold on to Him, immortalizes us also. Would Peter be remembered? Would John be remembered? Would Mark and Matthew and still there, and just as a great one, you see, who was conversing and who knew about it. This morning, is she here? Yeah. Whose story was that? Some great one was asked, you see, who was familiar with the language of the ants and knew what the ants are and could talk to the ants and all that. The great one. And he, one day, had the curiosity to ask the ants, do you have God too? What was the thing that
he said?
Yeah. So he asks the ant. What
is it? Is God like an ant?
Is God like an ant? How do you accept God? Is he like an ant? Of course not. Ants have only one stick. But God has two stages. So likewise, we have only one appendix, and God has two appendices. So what happens is that they are there, although they have no such function whatsoever, but they are attached. It's the divine law, you see, that you have to have them. But now scientists have found out, you know, the use for appendix, you know that? Formerly they thought that it was of no use. But now, in this nuclear age, they found the radiation that those who had the appendixes removed, they were more susceptible to radiation. And they have no hope of survival. But those who had the appendix, there was some saving grace in them. That's what the doctor's specialist found out. So it may be having some meaning behind it, but we don't know. But they serve the purpose, and they are the two who are always there. The God-man has a circle, 10 circles are there. Each member of the circle is just as we. I am a human being, I am Erich, but I am Erich made of 2 hands, 2 legs, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 2 a mouth and a tongue and all that. So likewise, the God-man has 10 circles. Each circle has 12 members. So it comes to 120 of his, what you call, useful parts of his body, of his universal body. But he has 2 appendices. 2 appendices as their body. So they are there. They also, because they belong to him, they also have the good fortune to be in the circle, being his body, being in the part of his body here, part and parcel of his being here. So what did you want to name? Well, Bhushan Bhavita, you want me to name them? So I named them. One is Nagin, one is Hindu.
Thank you for the joke.
No, but it is. No, I'm not joking. It's a serious thing. It's true. It's what I'm saying is what I've heard from you. But I didn't hear who they are, who the two are. Bhushan Bhavita says that he has got the full list of the 10 circles of the Godhead, including the 2 appendices. That's why I bring in the name. I don't know, but there is always some truth in what I say. You didn't know that? Mr. Pat, when he comes to Bombay, ask him that Erich was saying this. Will you remember? Really? I tell you, yeah. He tells others, I don't know, I haven't seen it, I know nothing about it. That's what it is. I have heard from others also. So ask them.
If you don't know, I don't expect anyone else to.
Why? Am I supposed to know everything?
Yeah, not necessarily.
No.
You have been living with Baba night and day. I would expect you to know. If you don't know, then I don't expect you to even accept it.
You have no idea, you see, what is the stage behind the stage. What was on the stage, I'm a witness to it from 1938, that's true. But behind the stage, how am I to know anything about it? Just as behind the stage what happened was, you want to hear a Baba story, Baba would every now and then tell us these things. As human beings, we lived with him, he made us serve him and all that. It was good, we were with him and all that. But mind is there. We have few little hearts of our own, which are not yet holes. So we used to get these thoughts and we used to get these, what we call, feelings in us. What's the sense of our living here? So time and again he would try to comfort us and say, you all are blessed people, but if you were to love me as the woman loved me, how good is it? You wouldn't be pestered with these feelings and thoughts. All that you need to do me is to love me as the women love me. Women is the women only. He's telling the men only. And that didn't give us comfort, on the contrary, we irritated us all the more. So, it is a fact. By ego control, by our we let down like that. So, time and again, you tell us this. Once in 2 years, once in 6 years, once in 4 years, like that. So one day I couldn't contain myself, and I bursted out with this. But every time you say this, that the women love you, we have to love you as the women love you. So then, well, you will have the taste of that love from us. If once you come to us as the avatar in a female form, then you will taste the love of the men.
That is lovely.
So,
how clever.
So he says, that cannot be possible, because it is so ordained that I come time and again in the male human form. And only the day before yesterday, it revealed to me, why does he have to come in male human form, which I told Rick that day, while I was wearing my socks. I told you, no, Rick. I said, look, Rick, he has to be male human form. I said, well, he said, what happened? All of a sudden? So I said, look, while I'm wearing the socks, you know, it has to be in this fashion. I can't have a sock which has the foot this way or that way, because my foot is such that I must have the socks in this way. The socks are manufactured in the way that it has to be. There's no other way to manufacture a sock. A pair of socks, the way that it is manufactured, has to be the same way. So likewise, he has to be a male human form. There's no way out. Because it has to be so. Just as a sock, you know, pair of socks, they have to be in the way that they are manufactured. You can't say that, why can't you have the socks this way or this way? Because your foot is like that. That's why the socks have to be manufactured like that. So it struck me, what you were saying.